What up, people? It's your boy Justin Ramos here with a brand new episode of Just a Kid from Brooklyn, East New York, in the building. We got a special guest. We got the one, the only, John A. Boston. What up, homie?
What's good? Can you hear me?
Of course I can hear you.
Awesome.
So what's going on with you? How you holding up in all this?
I'm doing okay. You know, I could complain a lot. If you want me to complain, I'll complain. But I think overall, because I hate when people say I can't complain. Like, shut the fuck up.
They lying.
Yes, you can. You know what I mean? Like, Your life is not perfect, bro. But So I think I've been holding up okay. You know, I've been trying to just manage everything. I think I'm going to start organizing my life a little bit more so I can be a little bit more productive.
Yeah. Word. I'm trying to think, man. The last time I saw you, it was probably at Harlem Nights. I just don't know when. I don't know if it was 19 or 2020. I can't remember.
I don't even know.
You don't know, right?
I definitely do not know.
So, I mean, it's probably been a full year.
Yeah.
At this point.
Honestly, it's been a full year since I've seen so many people. I started going outside more, though.
Yeah.
So I've been doing some outside shows and just trying to get back in the swing of things.
Yeah, because, like, some people I know, like, after it, when it got a little warmer towards the end of the summer, I saw some people and they was like, yo, I haven't seen you in, like, 2 years. And that's because we didn't see each other in 2019. So I was just like, word, it's crazy. Because everything was on pause. It's like we were on timeout, the whole world.
That's a fact.
Including the comedy world. And it's still dry. I mean, there's shows, but it's, let's say, like, it's not like it was.
Yeah. It's
everything.
Like, it's trying to build back up, though. I see it trying to build back up. There's more shows popping up. It's not like it was in terms of...
Right.
Probably not like it was in terms of like comedy clubs,
no.
But there are a lot of side shows happening.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you, we don't need the clubs.
The side shows be lit. You know, there's a lot of things going on at Tres Jolet, Joey Bats. There's like a couple underground shows going on. The Fan has a show. New York Comedy Club has a show.
Mm-hmm. Broadway got one too. Well, actually, I think Broadway's open now because I
started getting
emails. Yeah, they was doing stuff on the rooftop. We're not even supposed to be talking about this, but who cares? They don't listen to this podcast. And if they do,
I did the New York Comedy Club rooftop.
Right.
I didn't even know Broadway Comedy Club had one.
Yeah, they was doing rooftop like all summer. So, you know, I ain't worried about spilling the beans. Yo, Al, if you hear this, bring me back. I'm ready. What's up?
Because
I'm wondering myself, like, when the clubs open back up, do I have to re-audition where I'm a regular at now? I probably do.
Honestly, I think in the beginning you just got to get in, you know, because I think they're just going to be just trying to get people, you know, up just to get the audiences. And then I feel like if you get in from those early days, you'll be good.
Man, you have no idea how they treat us, man. You don't understand. Because, yo, I could go hit them up like, yo, here's my avails. And it'll be like, well, it's been a long time. We haven't seen you. Obviously.
I haven't seen you either.
Right, man. Right. And they'll be like, we'd like for you to audition. Can you bring five? No.
Nah, yeah. That's one thing. Yo, after this pandemic, I triple dog dare somebody to tell me to bring five people. I will give you five smacks. Like, you're going to get these five fingers and this five knuckle sandwich. That's what you're going
to
get five of.
Five fingers.
I'm not bringing no one. I'm just not. Like, and a lot of comics, you know, another thing that I'm looking into doing is hitting some shows on the road. I went to St. Louis. I did some comedy out there. That was pretty dope.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, because it's like you got other states, they're like doing comedy inside.
Of course, and they love us. So
exactly.
You say you're from New York, they're like, word? So
that's what I'm trying to like plan out for myself.
Same. I'm waiting on some people to call me back. I'm trying to go to Virginia and Philly. I don't think Philly is very similar to us. Like, things are going on, but it's not crazy like it usually is. So I'm just waiting. I'm waiting patiently. You can hear me?
Oh, you had cut out for a second. I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, I know. On my end, they heard me, but no one heard you. It was like, like when you said something.
Yeah, I was saying hello. My bad.
It's all good. It's all good. We know you got the baby face, you know, connection on your end.
Hello, can you hear me?
No, listen, but I'm in the Bronx.
I said, I'm in the Bronx. Yeah, I said, I'm in the Bronx. It's the Bronx.
Yeah, I know. It's like a war zone out there. I understand. I'm from Brooklyn, so I get you, you know? It's crazy every day in the Bronx. Nah, but what I was saying, what you didn't hear was I said I'm just waiting on people to call me back for like some out of town stuff. But everything is dry everywhere. I mean, you can go to Florida if you want to, you know, risk it all. Go right ahead.
Nah.
You can go to Texas.
I mean, I pull up to Atlanta first before I pull up to Florida.
I'm good on Atlanta. They wilding out there. I've seen, man, I have friends that are going, you know, not comics, but comics too. Like friends of mine going on vacation down there, going to Magic City, wilding. And I know comedians going down there, wilding. So I'm good on that. I don't know about Atlanta. I don't know.
If I'm gonna risk my life, it's gonna be amongst my fellow Black people. You feel me? I'm not going to Florida.
I'm
gonna die, it's gonna be in Atlanta.
Believe me, I hear you on what you just said, but Black folks is wilding more than anyone else. I've seen these videos and people just going to clubs, and I'm like, yo, y'all crazy.
That's only because Black people love showing off. I'm telling you, these white people out here are equally wildin'. Did you see them after the Super Bowl? Freaking
well, crazy. First of all, fuck the Super Bowl, okay? With they bullshit, okay? Y'all want it now? Y'all care about BLM? Get the fuck out of here. Where was Cap? Why didn't they let Cap toss the coin? That would have impressed me. Now they care.
I don't even think Cap is fucking with them anymore.
It doesn't matter. What I'm saying is that the NFL is full of shit. Okay.
Oh, we already know
let's get Alicia Keys. She's nice and wholesome. Okay. That's what all that was. Right. And then y'all gonna do a mashup of the anthem with two different types of singers. Right. A freaking country singer who sings one way and an R&B singer that's real soulful. And it makes her look bad because they weren't in sync. They look like they didn't even rehearse.
Wait, when was this?
The Super Bowl. Did you watch
the national anthem?
Yes.
Oh, I missed that part. Okay.
Should look into that. Okay. So all those commercials. Oh, the NFL cares. BLM, get the fuck out of here. If y'all cared, y'all wouldn't crucify Cap the way y'all did.
Well, we already know they don't care, right? So like,
yeah, of course, we know that.
The pandemic. That were being broadcasted.
They don't
so
care.
White people decided to wake the fuck up, and they were like, "Oh my God, Black Lives Matter."
They didn't wake up.
They tried to act like they didn't even know what was happening the whole time.
Bullshit.
Like,
they were still sleeping. They didn't wake up.
That's what I'm saying. They woke up though. They had to wake up slightly. You know what I'm saying?
They didn't even wake up slightly. They still sleep.
But the reason why I say that is because they had to, at the very least, acknowledge it. You know that, which is I felt like. They did acknowledge it on a level that they haven't before.
So now, some have.
So now, you know, and we also talked about this on the Rich Vibes podcast. It was just kind of like,
see how she plugged that, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead.
They were shameless. So you know, they were kind of like, oh shit, like we gotta do it to keep ourselves afloat. You know what I'm saying? Like that's basically what it was. They weren't really looking out for us. They're looking out for themselves.
Of course they are.
Now you got all these companies, Forever 21, mm-hmm. got a fucking... Forever 21 got a Black History Month collection.
Oh, I've seen it.
They've never had a Black History Month collection before. Yeah. Now y'all tapping into all these Black creators.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Black creators. Yeah. We've been out here. Why you never...
James Brown. I've seen the t-shirts.
You never hit us up before. You think black creatives just came out? We've been out here. Y'all was
made everything.
Right, y'all wasn't hitting the top before. Now y'all scouring Instagram to try to find like, oh, who's the dopest black creative in this area? Who's the dopest black creative in that area? Because now that's another check, a box on a checklist they have to check now.
Yeah, they full of shit. Look at it like this, right? Judas and the Black Messiah has been out for 2 weeks. And what did we see happen the Monday after the movie released? Oh, wait, hold on. They did two things. They acknowledged Huey P. Newton by his correct title, Dr. Huey P. Newton. And what did they do? They gave him his own street and named it after him. Yep. Now, why did they do that? Because they know that film, even though it's historically, you know, it's our history, they also know that shit is a trigger warning, okay?
Yep.
That movie.
And they know they fucked up. So that's what they're doing now with taking down the statues, renaming streets. They like, oh shit. But that's what happened with the Black Lives Matter movement. That's what was happening, right? So yes. All the protests, all the riots, all this everything that was happening, it was like, oh, these niggas, they serious right now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they're like, oh, we gotta calm them down a little bit. Let's think about the most prominent fuck ups we have. All right, P. Newton, they know they always try to label the Black Panthers as a terrorist group.
Which they weren't.
And they don't want to inspire more Black Panthers, because that's exactly what that movie does, right? It's inspiring us. It's showing us the truth. So it's like, oh, maybe we should bring back the Black Panther Party. So in order for us to not full force bring back the Black Panther Party, they're like, oh, let me acknowledge it. So now let me say Dr. Huey P. Newton. Let me let these Black folks know we see y'all. So y'all,
yeah, we care. We care a little bit.
We care a little bit, because we don't want y'all to be too aggressive. So let's show y'all. Oh, yeah, no, we like y'all. We know the Black Panthers was cool.
Yep.
Bullshit.
Yep.
It's all bullshit.
That's what they do. They butter us up, and then something terrible happens right after.
It's all.
You'd be like, oh, wow, I thought we were together.
It's all reverse psychology.
Yep. It's all bullshit. Just like Arnold Schwarzenegger said, it's all bullshit. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. It's true. So, okay. So I want to say this. I'm very happy that I finally got a comedian to have the conversation I wanted to have, because I had someone on recently and they made it clear that they didn't want to talk about what was going on, and then toward the end of the pod it ended up happening. So I'm happy that you were willing to talk about that. I'm serious, because I could go on for like, we could do freaking 10 episodes on what's going on. So I'm happy that you aren't afraid. Cause you're just like me. Cause I ain't scared of shit.
You know, honestly, it's easier to be afraid. It's real. It's out.
It's very real.
Literally, what happened? Black people were dying. Everybody started saying Black Lives Matter. It started popping up in storefronts. It started popping up on
everywhere.
Advertisements on the TV, on the internet. It was just everywhere. Everybody just cared about Black Lives so much. All of a sudden, because now it's marketable. Now you cannot promote your business without a clear indication of inclusivity and blackness.
Yep.
Now there's a possibility that you might get slandered and you might.
Right. And why is that? Why is that? Because they want to go, oh, we're allies. We're allies. Come drink our coffee. Come shop at our vegan.
You want to know why? You want to know why? Because it was too much conversation about supporting Black business. That's why.
Absolutely.
That's why. So they were like, oh, no, we got Black creators too. We got Black designers.
Yes.
We got Black designers. That's why all the Fashion Novas and the Misguideds and the Pretty Little Things, that's why they partner with these Black female rappers.
Yes. Yes. And then, like, I'll give you an example. Last year, Pharrell, right? Who we know, Pharrell Williams is a brother, right? Got his own clothing line since 2000 and whenever, right? Early 2000s, being at Boys Club and Ice Cream and all that good stuff, right? The only reason I bought a BLM and Hundreds being at Boys Club collab was because I knew where the money was going. It was in direct contact with the Spike Lee fund that he created with the NAACP. That is the only company that got my money for BLM because I knew and I saw, and listen, I wish I could think of these comedians' names. I've seen BLM shit that was going to their pocket, okay? Because if you clicked on their merch, you know, there were comics taking advantage of it too. Our own brothers and sisters.
Well, you know what? Right? You know what? I'm not really mad at that though.
Why not?
Because I am Black history. What are you talking about? So if I sit up here and I make merch and you're supporting me, you're supporting Black history because everything that I create is going to be to represent people from my community or people.
I hear you. I hear you, but I have to disagree with that because what if you were in direct line with George Floyd's family to help his kids in the future if Breonna Taylor had children, right? What if you were in direct line to start, you were able to connect with something for, I don't know, Mike Brown, Eric Garner.
But isn't there already thousands of people, millions of people doing that?
Doesn't matter.
It does matter. No, but you have to think of a more holistic level, right?
What you mean?
So I think that because we can't, as Black people, we have to understand that our culture is not just the current hashtag. So those are the Black issues that are being publicized, but that doesn't mean that those are the only Black issues that exist. So perhaps, like me, for instance, I'm a single mother. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard for me to live.
That's understandable.
It's hard for me. Not saying like I want people to give me money because I'm a single mother. I'm no one's charity case. But what I'm trying to say is that it is hard for me to accomplish my dreams as a single mother because I don't have at the same village or the same support system to be able to do so. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's like, but I'm not going to be out there publicizing that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So, but let me say it this way. Let me say it this way then. How about this? If you had a merch store and you had your products for your brand of comedy, mm-hmm. and then you had a separate product line where it was going to NAACP, United Negro College Fund, and anything else that might be related to us, you wouldn't be open to that? Or would it all go to your pocket?
Nah, I would be open to that. I mean, like, okay. I've always been...
Then there we go.
But what I'm saying like is... a charitable person in general. Like,
right.
I used to throw events at my agency. I would always connect it to some sort of, like, Black charity. But I don't think that I don't think that we should be telling Black people or forcing them, like making them feel bad about it. That's what I'm...
No. I'm not saying making them feel bad, but what I'm saying is don't capitalize on people that have died, people that have gotten...
Well, why do you feel like they're capitalizing?
Rubber bullets. What's that?
What you mean capitalizing as in selling like Breonna Taylor t-shirts?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I didn't realize that's what you meant.
But it's not even that. It's also too, I've seen people create shirts out of nowhere with a BLM, you know, slogan, anything, right? And they'll say on their website or their Twitter or their Instagram or any form, however they sell their products, and claim that the proceeds was going, but there's no info. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
The reason I gave my money to Billionaire Boys Club in the hundreds was because it clearly stated where the money was going.
Okay, so that's
and it
different.
Made me feel better about myself.
If you
because it's helping the culture, it's feeding the future of the culture. That's what's more important to me than me coming up with, all right, I'm gonna do Justin Ramos comedy shirts. Oh, I'm half Black, even though I'm Black anyway, because Puerto Ricans are Negroes anyway. They just like Spanish food. That's it. They African. That's what the tribes were from. Taino Indians and whatever other freaking tribe was there first. That's all Black. But what I'm saying is I would never, ever do something like that because I would never want to capitalize on the hurt and the struggle of my people. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. I think that, for one, if you're claiming to donate to something, then you should obviously actually be donating to something.
There we go.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I would never claim to give proceeds to something and then not actually do it. That's just immoral. But I also feel like I do have the right as a Black person to create Black merch if I decide to create a sweatshirt that says all black everything, and the proceeds are going to me. I think that I'm fine to do that because I am. Me just being a black creative, I'm already giving and pouring into black culture. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
So it's like you're helping to fuel and continue that cycle of me being able to produce that content. I definitely don't think if I was to decide like, oh, I want to create like a Breonna Taylor's sweatshirt, then yeah, I would give money to Breonna Taylor's family.
Right. And I'm not saying, and what I'm trying to say is I'm not saying that you have to or anybody has to. What I was saying was that don't say you're going to do it and this shit is really going to Ray Ray fund, okay? Like, let's be real about it. Capitalize off of the hurt and the struggle of us and the death of a lot of us, okay? And us going into this damn prison system and all that. Don't capitalize on that. And for face value, you're saying, oh, well, I'm gonna donate. No, that's not what I'm saying, but I understand what you see. See, that's why we here. So anyway, let's get on a lighter note. Because I'm telling you, we could do this forever. Trust me, because I know me, and I already get the vibe from you. So we might have to do a special next part two episode and continue that motherfucker. We could go for years. Seriously, I could go way back and come to the present. Anyway, but okay. So when did you start in comedy? Like, when did you start?
So I actually tried comedy for the first time in 2013. And then it was me and Glory. We were in this after school program. We just was like, yo, we about to tell jokes at this talent show. That shit was dumb trash. And then we just kind of like walked away from it. It was never like a serious thing. But then in 2018, what happened? Oh, she took a class at Caroline's. And I was like,
me too.
And I was like, that's so silly, blah, blah, blah. And then like a couple of months later, I went to one of her shows. I was like, oh, this is actually fun. Like, maybe I should do it. And so like a couple months later, I did it. And it was, I just been doing it ever since then, pretty much consistently since 2018.
She cut in. You said, say that last part. You're excited what?
I said, I'm excited to be entering my third year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Don't worry, I'm 10 years in and people still say I'm a baby, so you know. They be like, you still a baby. Okay, thank you. Whatever.
Honestly, I don't even be listening to other people. I'm like,
I don't just either. I just be like, okay. Whatever you say. And then you get that moment, yo, you were so dope tonight. And you be like,
that's not when people say that, I don't even comment. I just like
me neither.
I just see your stage and they like, oh yeah, you killed it. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I know. Yep.
Right. Well, I don't say shit. I just smile and be like, all right, man, I'm gonna go over here. I'll come back and talk to you later. All right, yeah. All right, peace. And I just walk away.
Right.
Get the fuck out of my face with that shit.
Like, now you want a fist pump with me?
Get out of here. Ew, get away. So I think you and I met like probably in 19, and it was at Broadway. That was the first time. Like, I knew who you were because I would see your face on flyers, and I know you had a show, I think, one time somewhere. I don't know if it was Brooklyn or not, but you have a shot on and all. So that's how I knew who you were.
Yeah. That was my birthday show. That was the legendary Third of Janae show. That shit was lit.
Yeah.
Packed out. We bringing it back
again.
It was that Love Story.
And where is Love Story?
Somewhere in Brooklyn.
See, that's what I just said. It was in Brooklyn. Come on, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I know where Love Story is. I got you. It's in my head now.
Well, we bringing it back for 2021, so I'm trying to.
I know where it is. Yeah.
I'm trying to iron out the details now, but it's definitely gonna be uptown for 2021.
That's cool. Yeah, cause like we met at Broadway. You came to the old lady show we did, right? Well, it was the majority lady show because even, you know, Rashad, he performed, but, you know, it was supposed to be all ladies, you know. We were supposed to share hosting responsibilities, but someone thought it was a good idea to close an all-woman show, you know. Not me, but the other guy from Harlem, you know, Fats Flyer. Yeah. Yeah, that nigga. Anyway, so what happened was, I think somebody showed up late, and I was like, well, Jhené is here, so why don't we have her go on? And he's like, you sure? Yeah, because one of our freaking acts is not here yet. I won't say who she is.
Yeah. Like yeah.
But the motherfucker was like 25 minutes late. You was there on time. You was there before the show even started. So I think,
yeah,
I remember. I came up to you or he did, and I was like, yo, you want to go on? He was like, yeah. And I was like, all right. So that's how it went. And then, yeah, we just, you know, we ended up following each other. And I think you came through to Harlem Nights one time and Rashad put you up. So we known each other for like maybe a year and change, you know, something like that. Almost 2 years. But, you know, who's counting? It's comedy years. Comedy years are like dog years. Ain't nobody. It's too
That's
much heartache in this business.
I was just talking to this other comic, like, dang, I know you for like almost 2 years now. I'm like, but for some reason it feels like a lifetime.
Yeah. And that's because of all of the pain in comedy. That's why.
Also, because we see each other so frequently, like before the pandemic, like if you doing shows, you're going to see, you know, keep running into the same people for the most part. And then it's like, dang, I can't see y'all niggas no more.
That I agree with that. That's very true. I think that's, yeah, hell yeah. That's accurate. Oh shit. But yeah. You know, you see the same people over and over. But I like to switch it up. You know, I can't perform with the same motherfuckers over and over. Like, I like to go, like, when everything was normal, I would never hit the same room 2 weeks in a row. You know what I mean? So like, if I went to Mocha on Monday, I wouldn't come back the next week. I would go somewhere else and be like, all right, I'm going to go to Island Taste in Queens. And then on a Tuesday night, same thing. Like, if I went to, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a place, but all these places are gone now. But basically, I would never go the following week. I would never hit the same. Even if I had a different five, like a new 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever, I would not go back to the same place. Because I want to see how my shit is working everywhere, around different comics on the lineup, different shows, because that's just how I am. Like, yeah. I know, like, a lot of us, we get, because it's a clicky business. Even though we're on stage by ourselves, we have our clicks, right? So we'll be like, all right, yo, I'm going to go do Dory's show, or I'm going to go do Dave Lester's show, right? And if you do Dave or Dory as an example, or even Rashad, right? You know you're gonna see the same motherfuckers. That's just what it is. You're gonna see, like, you know, Jared Waters or Stefan Hightower, or, you know, these people like this. Or if you go to Dave's show, you're gonna see like a John Laster, Roy Woods Jr., or a Yami. You know what I'm saying? You'll see the same faces. There's nothing wrong with it, but I'm saying, like, don't do it consistently. Because I've seen shows where they would start off hot, and then they keep booking the same acts, and then they like, yo, nobody's coming to my shows no more. Because y'all booking the same motherfuckers.
Yeah, so, it's not like niggas be having different jokes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you said what?
I said, and it's not like people be having different jokes.
Well, yeah, I mean, let's be real. Some people are lazy, you know? Some people won't, you know, they'll stick to, and there's nothing wrong with that, but you have to expand, like, you know, and even if you just tweak a joke, because a joke is never going to be finished ever in life. Yeah. I don't give a fuck if you record it on a fucking special. Your joke is never going to be finished. You can always add and do shit better. But, you know, it's not wrong with having the same 5, same 10, 15, 20, 30 or hour. There's nothing wrong with that, but it's cool to, like, you know, weave in some new shit with your old shit. Maybe do your old shit up front instead of closing with it. It's nothing wrong with mixing it up. That's what I like to do.
Yeah.
You know, it depends, but it depends on the show, you know? If you're getting paid for a show, you better do everything
that's
that
a
works.
Fact. Right, now that's a fact. No, I'm not gonna hold you. There's been times that I've been getting paid for shows. I have tried the new joke. But if I do that, that's because, like, I really, really believe in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I probably...
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I probably done practiced it on my friends a couple times and they done fucking chuckle. Yeah, I'm like, all right, I'm a go ahead and I'm going to try this.
Yeah, of course. I've done that too. There's been times where I gotten the set list written down and I throw it out the window and just do whatever's in my brain and record it and be like, yo, okay, I got something here. I've done that too. So, you know, it depends on my mood, honestly. So, okay, so, what's my next question? Okay, so we know how we met, know when you started. Who inspires you in comedy? Like, who do you look up to? Comedians.
Probably myself. Now, let me stop.
I mean, of course, you got to start with yourself, right?
nah, but I think, like, the Tony Woods, Richard Pryor's, David Chappelle's of the world.
Okay.
People who you see that are like outspoken and don't give a like the Eddie Murphys, like those is my niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause I felt like that's kind of like how I am.
Okay. And what about any ladies?
You know, honestly, I'm not gonna hold you. I cannot think of any ladies right now at this very second. I know they have.
It could be people you know. You know.
Yeah. No, I don't know anybody. Famous.
You don't know it.
Nah, actually, you want to know, like, out of, like, not famous people who I think is really funny right now? I love Paris. That's my favorite.
Oh, Paris is awesome.
Yeah, I love Paris. She always makes me laugh.
She's fire.
Yeah, Paris. And I feel like I be sensing people's success. I feel like this is about to be her moment right now, and you know?
Oh, she's on fire. She's been on fire since...
But I'm like, this is about to be her moment. Like, this is where I felt like this is she about to be like famous, you know?
I hope so. Listen, when she came here, right? This was before I met you, right? She moved here, right? Because I always knew who she was because of Rallo, right? Rallo was here first, right? He had been here for years and he just kept talking her up. And he's like, yo, my girl from DC. When she moved up, let me tell you something, okay? This is how you should move in comedy. Fuck the bullshit, fuck the drama, just work. The girl came here, right? And within 6 months, if my timeline is correct, she got on BET, did 50 Central. That show don't exist no more, but doesn't matter, because she got on that motherfucker instantaneously, right? Then she grabbed the attention of, I mean, I don't know, Wanda Sykes, and does the epic show, Unprotected Sex. Not SEX people, I got a list, fuck you. And I said sets, with an S, sets. Thank you. And she did all of that within like a year of living here. Fucking crazy. She started her monthly show here and that was a success. And everything that she's done in comedy has been a hit. Her album, you name it. And she was still going back and forth from the DMV to New York. Boom, 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 boom. And making it work. And killing it. Everywhere she went, every time I performed with her, she was on point. That's how dope she is. So yes, I agree with you. I hope that she fucking goes to the moon. Because she deserves it. She worked very fucking hard. She's open for Dick Gregory. Come on, man.
That's a fact.
What? I would love to have fucking even met Dick Gregory.
Person I could definitely stay off the rip, like,
I agree with you. Yeah, I absolutely agree with you, man. Come on, man. You open for Dick Gregory on a regular?
Yeah.
All over the country?
Like, it's very few people that make me, like,
okay.
Make me laugh, but if you know, like, you can make me laugh when...
Right.
To the people that when I get on the phone with my homegirl, I'm like, yo, let me tell you this crazy shit this bitch said of her set. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, actually, another person like that for me is Dara.
Oh, listen, yo, okay.
Fucking Dara.
Yo, when it comes to Dara, yo, what? Man, I remember when she started, when she was figuring it out, and she figured it out quick. Some people would take years to find a voice. She figured out, you must have an Android phone. Is that an Android in the background?
No, that's in my MacBook.
Oh, okay. You know how when you be on the phone, Look. You know how you be on the phone with Android users and you can hear their ringtones? That's why I asked you.
No, that's not
flexing. I know you're not an Android.
Thank you.
What does that mean? I've been using Mac since it was Macintosh. Come on, you don't impress me. Every product I have.
I'm sitting here with my iPhone 12. I sit here with my iPhone 12 and my MacBook Pro.
And you just to me. Okay, do you own stock in Apple? Because I do.
I do not. Because I'm still trying to figure that whole stock thing out.
Ladies and gentlemen, you see how you do that to the youngins? You got to be like, well, I got stock in the motherfucker. So what up? So thank you. Keep buying this shit.
Listen, I'm not even that young. Actually, that's another myth.
That's cool.
Huh? I said, that's another about me. No, I have a few stocks. Like, my stocks, I haven't, like, I bought a few and then I kind of, like, just sat there. I feel like I need to definitely get into it more.
You should research. That means a good thing to get into.
It's on my list of things to do.
Yeah, you should research brands you know about. Places you shop often, those should be the brands you should research and see how it is. Honestly, don't buy no shit you don't know about. Like, I have motherfuckers calling me, yo, you gonna buy the vaccine stocks in Moderna? No, because I don't know shit about Moderna.
Well, I actually did buy Moderna because I work in pharmaceutical advertising.
Yeah, I mean, for you, that works. For me, come on. What the fuck? Really? I'm a Nike guy, okay? This is where I need to be. Nike, Adidas, fucking Apple, you know, shit like that. Coca-Cola. I'm not gonna buy no damn shit I don't know about. I have to know about it before I invest my money into it. But anyway. but yeah, there's other people you said that make laugh. But Dara, like, I've watched her when she began, when she figured it out, and now she's a fucking beast. I've done two shows with her last year, and maybe at the beginning of the year too, but I don't remember. But anyway, towards the end of last year, I performed with her twice, and I was just like, what the fuck? Like, damn, she's a beast. So
even as I'm thinking about, like, who I even want for my for the third of Janae, I'm like, yo, I'm thinking about doing a mostly female lineup.
You should.
Yeah.
And you should. As you should. I mean, I don't see what I'm
definitely, but I'm like, I want to and then I don't want to, because I also, what I like to do is just put who I feel like really, really, really make me laugh. And so I'm like, all right, I want to book my funniest people, you know, as well.
You should. Yeah, you should do what you want. It's your product. However you want to put it together, fucking just do it. That's my thing. Just do it, you know?
But
fuck it. If people got, you know, they butt hurt behind not being booked, fuck them.
Right.
That's how I feel. So, you know, it is what it is. At the end of the day, it don't matter. What you want to do,
you already know.
That's how it's supposed to be, you know? It's all good. You got time to plan it out. Just, I would say, wait, you know, wait for venues to get back to you.
I think I'm going
to
rent a venue.
Go ahead.
I said, I think I'm going to rent a venue.
That's even smarter.
Yeah, because I didn't want to have,
then you can get all the bread back.
Yeah, I think it's better just to rent a venue. That way I can have, like, a little bit more control over everything. And I think I can honestly get more money that way, because then I can, like, sell my own alcohol and I can have, like, I plan to have people, like, selling edibles. Like, I'm going to sell tables if you want to, like, sell your product.
That's a great
so
idea.
Yeah, it's gonna be lit, yo. July 3rd is on a Saturday.
But you already got a date.
What's the 3rd of Janae? It's the same day every year.
That's so good. That's perfect. Is that your birthday? Yeah, it is. Oh. Aha. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's smart. I think that's a great idea. You should do it, stick to it, plan it out, and do your thing. Make your motherfucking money.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's a good idea. Honestly. What do you have planned coming up? Any shows?
So I got a few shows coming up. Emphasis on a few, so whoever's listening to this, know I am available for bookings. I do have a car, I can travel. But I mean, other than that, you know, I'm working on the podcast, Rich Vibes and Overdrive. I also started an IG live series. It's called Bad Advice.
Right.
It's going over.
Okay.
Today we're going to talk about pooping in front of your partner. And then, yeah, I have another special project that I'm working on. I don't want to talk about it too much, but
yeah, don't give away all your
secrets. Hopefully it'll be, you know, I'll start talking about it at like the end of the summer.
Word. Yeah, that's good. Ain't nothing wrong with
yeah,
that.
And then in the midst of all of that, you know, hopefully I'll find my husband.
Uh-oh. Ladies and gentlemen, she's saying to swipe right. I don't use that product, but I think that's what they do.
I'm not even on dating apps. That's the thing.
Oh, okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure she will give you all her information.
Yeah,
Let the bachelors know your social media handle.
I will give out my social medias, but I believe in organic love. So basically what I'm saying is you got to stalk my habits and accidentally, coincidentally run into me in the street. But follow me on Instagram everywhere at that so Janae. That's THATSSOJENAE. That's me.
She said, stalk me, my habit.
You gotta make me feel like we organically met. Like, all right, this bitch be buying roll ups every day at 8 p.m. Let me go in and get a pack of backwoods when she get a pack of backwoods.
Jesus.
That's how it
be.
And then
I'm
like, yo,
you're
this
crazy.
Is love.
You're crazy. Oh my God. You got anything coming up this week? Any
I'll be at Joey Bats tomorrow. That show is from 6:30 to 8, I believe. Show Joey Bats Cafe is on Allen Street in the Lower East Side. And then I have a IG live show as well at 7 p.m.
Okay.
So I will be at Joey Bats, but I'll be doing IG live in the car. So
yeah, that's cool. All right. Well, I think we good on this episode. I think we definitely gonna
thank
do
you.
Another
thanks
one.
Thanks for having me.
It's good. It's a good combo.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
And I love people that talk about the truth.
Always.
Because they don't never want to talk.
Listen,
about
you
that.
Always gonna get the truth out of me.
Good.
I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
That's right. You got to tell them like it is. And if they don't like it, fuck them.
It is what it is.
All right, y'all, man. This has been another episode of Just a Kid from Brooklyn with your boy, Justin Ramos. We got our special guest in here. Make sure you follow John A. Boston on all forms of social media. And this show is going up immediately. Peace out.
Later.
Later. Oh, and real quick, make sure you listen to this show on Apple, Google, Spotify, Bullhorn, Pocket Cast and everywhere else. And shout out to Anchor for letting me do this.
The pronunciation
I love you guys.
Is the pronunciation real quick is Janae.
Okay,
as well as make sure the listeners know.
There we all go. Right. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. I'm out. Peace out.